Right now on VFN TV, Jim Baker is prophesying about a potential nuclear attack on America. The CDC, the Center for Disease Control, is actually preparing America for a nuclear attack. And we're seeing specific things take place. Probably Perry Stone talked about it. A couple others talked about it. And also, we're going to talk about some good news in regards to imagine your state totally being abortion free. Well, Kentucky may be that very state. We'll be talking about that and some suddenly good news from Cindy Jacobs right now on VFN TV.
To VFN TV and the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. That's L-I-G-H-T, light, with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome to VFN TV. I'm Greg Lancaster, and joining me is John Ramos. We have some wonderful times on this program, don't we? It's exciting to be on the cutting edge, man.
It's exciting and it's a pleasure. We hear from our audience all the time and we're so glad to be with you guys today.
Yes, as we do. As a matter of fact, if you're watching us on broadcast, you're watching us on stream, you're watching us on our YouTube channel, we love to hear from you. Comment, share, like, post. It's just encouraging.
It's an awesome community.
Oh, yeah. Green Apple, man, we love you, man. Some wonderful things. We love to hear good, positive things as well out there. Well, Jim Baker, he's actually speaking prophetically about what the Lord has shown him as a potential nuclear attack.
This is 2018, right?
In 2018. And also, there's several prophets that saw, forget the guy, Wilkes Wiles, Jim Wiles, David Wiles, whatever his name is. He said he saw on the West Coast, he saw a nuclear.
Oh, Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles on True News on the West Coast. And so what is God saying about that? And after this, we're going to talk about how CDC is actually preparing America for a potential nuclear attack. Let's listen to this prophetic word coming from Jim Baker, The Jim Baker Show.
We're in such a time of grace, but it's the time of being prepared for what's coming.
Amen.
And it's coming suddenly. Suddenly it's coming. And God spoke to me we would have a year of great distress, and it would begin this period of time, and think of what we've been through in these last years. And God is trying to turn it around for us. And over half of America don't want it turned around.
That's right.
They want what we're doing. They want to kill our unborn children. They want to do the things that God says, don't do these things. I believe with all my heart that the beginning of sorrows has already started. I believe we're in that time. Matthew 24:7 says, for nation shall rise against nation, kingdoms against kingdoms, and there shall be famines. That means no food to eat, actually, in the modern English translation. And there'll be pestilences. They're here now.
Yes.
This year, the news this year has, you know, in out in the West, they're building tents.
That's right, FEMA.
To isolate people because it's coming, and
because
it's coming.
Because of hepatitis A and B.
Hepatitis A.
But so much is happening in these events that are taking place. And North Korea is capable of everything that our enemies have done in the past altogether. And you got to watch the Olympics. I haven't talked about it. I haven't even written it down, but God's been saying, pray for that the Olympics, that they're planning. This isn't from science. This is from what I feel God has spoken to me. They're planning a major, major event in the Olympics that will bring terror to this world and to all of it.
This is something, if you would have watched our program, we talked about a prophetic word being given about China, Russia, North Korea coming together with two other nations to be able to bring war against America. How not only is it being prophesied about, but now Fox News is saying it's beginning to bubble up. China's military is building up. We have missiles that are actually in South America that can reach us in Venezuela and other countries. And now the number two guy, vice president of Venezuela, is close with Hezbollah and others there. So they made it right there, right below us. And
which means within striking distance.
Yeah, within striking distance. And Jim Wiles.
And Rick Wiles.
Rick Wiles. You know, he just saw this as plain as day. On the West Coast, there was a nuclear attack. I believe it was Northwest. Hmm. You know, is a nuclear. He literally saw it happening. But this is what Kim Jong-un was talking about. He's talking about firing a rocket to, that's why they call him, as a matter of fact, we're going to hear about Chuck Norris talking about Rocket Man. But understand this, this is probably, we need to pray this doesn't happen.
That's right.
But the thing about it is, this is what they're saying they want to do. Mm-hmm. And Russia coming up, and part of that prophetic word from that program, you've got to catch it, was coming up from the south. While we actually went to war with China, then that's when Russia would come up from the south and would hit our nuclear sites. And so you're looking at, you know, whether it's a bomb, whether it's a dirty bomb, whether it's just nuclear material, you know, that there's a way to be able to prepare for that. And we'll talk about that.
But two things stuck out for me in Jim's prophetic word was that these are the days of sorrows have begun. And that whatever is going to happen is a suddenly.
Right.
And so you got to prepare now for suddenly because it happens suddenly. So this is why we're sharing what we're sharing today.
And there's two suddenlies. There's the God suddenly blessing, and there's a God suddenly judgment. Mm. And I'm not talking about final judgment, but I'm talking about disciplining the earth to bring it into a place of harvest.
Yeah.
And these difficult times are happening to be able to bring the harvest in. The biggest harvest the world has ever seen. If you missed our program, we talked about where Patricia King gave this cyber evangelism word. You got to hear that. VFNKB.com. You can find out more about it. And that's what we're doing. But when we get back from this break, we're going to hear specifically what the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, is preparing America for a potential nuclear bomber attack. Join us after the break.
We'll be right back.
I want to thank you so much for joining us here on VFN TV and the Daily Radio program. Every single day, we are on the air talking to the world and encouraging you by bringing the light, keeping the conversation light. And we also talk to you in many different ways as well. One way is at the VFN Torch. If you go to VFNTV.com and click on the torch, our program that we have for years now with all these pertinent topics of the day, plus things that you need to know, is right there for you where you can go back and educate yourself on a particular matter. You can share things with a friend. You can listen to us in addition in SoundCloud as well. You can share things audibly with other listeners out there and other viewers and friends. There's just so much available to you at VFNTV.com. In addition, think about this. We come to you in the air, broadcasting in the air, in your pocket, which is on mobile devices, and online. We're all over the world, and we want to be able to bring encouragement to you. And we do that one way with our app. You can go to Apple App Store. You can go to Google Play Store or your Windows Store and get your app and download it. The app is called VFNTV. Of course, you go to VFNTV.com. And we have our little area there. You can pick which app you want to be able to download. It's just so exciting to know that no matter where you are, we want to be able to encourage you. I don't know if you knew about this, but also you can sign up for our Torch newsletter. We have a gift for you for doing that. You just go to VFNTV.com in the upper right-hand corner and fill out that little information, and immediately a free gift will come to you. One of them is prudent preparation. Hopefully it's going to come to you and teach you how to probably prepare for the day, what's happening in our culture today, and how to think outside the box. And it's just something we want to be able to give to you, plus some other gifts as well. And I also want to make sure that you have a chance to be able to become a VFNTV partner. We have a whole partners area just to say thank you. It's special areas, special events, green room, things we have available just to give our partners, just to be able to say thank you. Imagine any time you can log into the partners area. Why? Because you partnered for any dollar figure at all to be able to just say thank you. Things you can share with your friends as well. Also, we have VFN Kingdom Business Partners, a whole nother area to be able to focus on the seven spheres of culture. Just very encouraging. And finally, I want to encourage you, maybe your business, maybe you want to become a business sponsor. Those are the ones that are standing with us, that want to keep the conversation light, that want to impact their community, but also want to be able to share their business, their service, what they provide for their community. You can do that by going to VFNTV.com. Thank you so much, and thanks for watching.
Welcome back to VFNTV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. If you missed the earlier part of our program, there was a prophetic word given by Jim Baker talking about a nuclear potential attack in 2018. Well, the Center for Disease Control, CDC, is actually preparing. Here's listen, you got to hear what John's about to read to you. They're preparing for a potential nuclear attack on America.
Yeah, this was an article found in the WND.
Did you see the missile go off in
California? Vegas or whatever?
Yeah,
it was.
Elon Musk, SpaceX. And it was going, you're watching this missile, and everybody's just looking at it, not realizing.
In awe.
That could be a nuclear weapon coming down on it. He's messing people up by doing that.
Yeah.
But it was good advertising for him. So what does the CDC talk about?
So this is what Chuck Norris writes. He says...
This is preparing for a nuclear attack, the CDC. Okay.
Right. Chuck Norris on an event triggered by North Korea.
This is the karate guy,
yeah. Okay. Or kung fu or whatever.
Yeah, we don't know.
by North Korea, the threat of anthrax-loaded missiles. Mm. On Tuesday, January the 16th, the U.S. Centers for Disease and Control and Prevention, or CDC, is offering an online briefing on health and safety precautions, planning and preparation in the event of a nuclear attack titled Public Health Response to a Nuclear Detonation.
This is crazy. I know. When I was in school years ago, we actually had drills and we had things on the hallway, but this generation, nobody's even heard about these possibilities that it could happen. You know, and here we are now in that age where we're having to prepare
for a nuclear attack.
Detonation. It could be a dirty bomb. It could be a briefcase. It could be a backpack. It could be a drone, which is actually more likely a drone. We could deliver just as big a payload as anybody else. Mm. Okay.
The event is undoubtedly precipitated by the exchange between President Trump and North Korean leader, as Chuck writes, Little Rocket Man Jong-un, especially the latter's New Year's nationally televised comments that the entire U.S. mainland is within our nuclear strike range. This is Kim Jong-un saying, the United States should know that the button for nuclear weapons is on my table. On top of that, over the holidays, South Korean intelligence warned the world that Little Rocket Man is testing new warheads loaded with anthrax for his intercontinental ballistic missiles.
Think about Isaiah Ramos, which is part of our crew, that God spoke to him about Kim Jong-un. Yeah. When we get done reading this, we want to be able to play that dream of his. We have him come on and actually share that dream about, it was just powerful, and it lines up exactly what's going on.
Sure.
And President Obama, former President Obama, he actually said, this is your greatest concern coming in for President Trump, and now look what's taking place, okay?
So no wonder leaders across the aisle, like former Vice President Joe Biden and Admiral Mike Mullen, are saying that we've never been closer to a nuclear exchange with the rogue state. Mm. Now, according to the CDC, they actually put this response on. You can see it on their website. But on January 16, 2018, at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, they're going to be hosting this event. And they say that while a nuclear detonation is unlikely, it would have devastating results, and there would be limited time to take critical protection steps. Despite the fear surrounding such an event, planning and preparation can lessen deaths and illness. For instance, most people don't realize that sheltering in place for at least 24 hours is crucial to saving lives and reducing exposure to radiation.
Simple plastic over your windows, that type of thing,
While federal, state, and local agencies will lead the immediate response efforts, public health will play a key role in responding. Join us for this session, and you know, we can have details listed for you there on VFNKB, but this is 1 o'clock, January the 16th.
So when Isaiah Ramos was on with me and he shared what the Lord showed him in this prophetic dream about Kim Jong-un. Mm. Understand, this is prophetic. This happened before all this is going on. As a matter of fact, let's just take a look at it now.
So in the dream, I'm with a couple friends, two friends. It's me, my friend, and another friend. And we're walking in this neighborhood and we're really young. And we're just walking by this garage, and we look in the garage, and I see a TV and some papers, and it looks like they're discussing. Mm-hmm. People are discussing something, so I kind of got scared. So we all went back. So then there's two people, Kim Jong-un, who I didn't know the name at the time. I just recognized his face and his translator. The translator looked at me and he asked me, "Do you swear on your God that you didn't see what you just saw?" And I said, "No, I can't." We're basically just looking at him, and then they're talking. The translator and Kim Jong-un is talking, and they said, "We're gonna take you, and we're gonna beat you, and we're gonna abuse you." I'm suddenly in D.C., Washington D.C., and I had two friends with me, and now there's only one. So I'm thinking like they're probably taking us out one by one. Mm-hmm. So we're going into the White House, and basically everyone's just taking us, like Secret Service, everybody's just taking us around the White House and just hooking us up with equipment and they're basically preparing for something. Something's about to happen. Okay. Sense of urgency. You feel very like on edge.
Okay.
And so, I look out the window, or I'm like look out the door, and I see a car coming up, and I immediately knew that it was Kim Jong-un. So we rush into this room, and then I look to see that there's former President Barack Obama was there. Then my other friend wasn't there anymore, so it was just me.
Mm-hmm.
So I looked at former President Barack Obama, and he looked at me with just fear all over his face. Mm-hmm. And he told me, help me, get out this place, help me. So I helped him out the window, and then he leaves me, and then he goes in a helicopter and he leaves.
Wow, that is so powerful. Is that God speaking prophetically? And I'm just grateful for Isaiah for being able to share that. And understand, this lines up, all this lines up, you know, everything that we're hearing. Mm-hmm. We need to pray that it doesn't happen, but we also need to pray and prepare. A prudent man sees danger and prepares for it. A foolish man sees danger, keeps going, and suffers for it. That's Proverbs. And so I want to make sure that you do that. As a matter of fact, I think we have some things available for you on the VFN Torch for that. Listen, we got great news. We get back from this break. We're going to be talking to you a very encouraging word, a suddenly coming from God that you're going to have breakthrough from Cindy Jacobs. And also imagine a state in America having no abortion clinics at all. Well, that there is a state we're going to tell you about when we get back from this break. Join us after the break. Short break.
We'll be right back. Can you lose your job for referring to your faith? This is Law and Justice with Jay Sekulow.
Out of the blue here all of a sudden last Wednesday morning, here comes my boss walking into one of the stores I was in, and he goes, I'm going to have to let you go. And I said, for what? And he said, harassment. You can't tell people that if you're not religious, you're going to go to H-E-L-L. And I said, I didn't say any of that.
Yeah, let me tell you this. You can't be fired for your faith, and that to be documented. There was this attempt a few years ago to create what was called a religious free zone at the workplace, but that did not come into fruition. And we beat those guidelines back. So, again, that's an overreaction. Let me get you in touch also with our lawyers here at the ACLJ and get you some help. And by the way, great resources, Gary, on our website. The On the Issues section, when you go there, right there on the website, has a whole section about workplace and what you can and cannot do. But yeah, since you've been terminated here, let me get you in touch with our lawyers.
Visit us at ACLJ.org. That's ACLJ.org.
Here we are, yes, VFN TV, the daily radio program, a network that God is building through your gifts. Amazing thing, because it can't be built by human hands. Things that God does cannot be built by human hands. So make sure that you join in and just offer up at VFNTV.com and sponsor and become an underwriter today. Listen, we are shining the light, keeping the conversation light on all who want to be in the light, who listen, our audience. That's right, VFN TV and the Daily Radio Program, a network that God is building through your love gift. Sponsor today, partner today, become an underwriter. Go to VFNTV.com and follow the prompts.
Welcome back to VFN TV with your host, Greg Lancaster.
Welcome back. We've got encouraging news for you. Think about this. If you've been praying and wondering, God, am I ever going to have a breakthrough? I'm a personal witness to that. That, you know, I went through a time of in the last year where I was feeling under the weather, and just, you know, your emotions and all these things are coming against you, and you're thinking emotionally, like, you know, is it going to be a reprieve? Is there going to be a breakthrough?
Is this going to stop?
Is CNN ever going to wake up? but I'm proof positive. But guess what? God has a word for you from Cindy Jacobs talking about you got to trust God, even though you don't feel anything. Trust him, because breakthrough is in your future. Let's go to Cindy Jacobs.
And the Lord would say, I have such a love for you, my child, that I would move heaven and earth for you. And the Lord says, I know you're going through trials. I know you're going through seasons where you don't know what to do. So I would say, children, if you trust me, I promise, says the Lord, that you will have your breakthrough. If you trust me, I promise that heaven will come into your heart when you need it. But you would say to me, Lord, it's been such a wilderness. It's been so long. But I, the Lord, say to you, you want to know what I'm going to do? I will do a next. It seems as if you cannot hear me. You don't know what to do. But the Lord says, I will come and do what you ask, because the Lord says you will have your suddenly. Put your hands together. That's a good one.
You will have your suddenly. I just speak
yes.
suddenly breakthroughs over your life, over your relationships, over your finances. I speak hope again over you. Listen, it looked pale. It looked like things were going awry, but realize God is shifting the universe right now. It looks like He's shifting the world. I mean, spiritual tectonic plates are shifting. Giants are going to be coming down that have held generations and people back, like Pharaoh held God's people back. You're going to see things begin to fall. And we'll talk more about that in the future. They held people back. Your breakthrough is coming. I want to encourage you. And who would have ever thought? Who would have ever thought? You heard us every single day for over 5+ years, almost 6 years, talking about, dear God, end abortion, send revival.
Yes.
God is hearing and answering ours and many others' prayers. And in Kentucky, think about this, John, Kentucky, a state, and when we're thinking about pockets of revival taking place that Terry Stone talked about, I think there's going to be pockets of judgment and pockets of revival. It's no longer this all the nation is going to suffer for one person's situation. States will be judged individually
Absolutely.
And blessed individually. It'll shift the population, right?
Yeah.
It's like, I want to go to that state. They're being blessed. As a matter of, look at Kentucky. Find out what's taking place in Kentucky. John, can you tell us what's taking place there?
Yes. There's an article that just came out, and I want to make sure we get this to you. It says, in just a matter of weeks, Kentucky would become one of the first states with no registered abortion clinics.
You have to understand. That's no.
Zero.
Zero.
Nada.
An entire state.
That's beautiful.
No abortion clinics. I think about Center for Medical Progress.
Yes.
I think about David DeLeiden.
David DeLeiden.
If you are near David DeLeiden, and David, if you're watching
Give him a
this,
hug for us.
We love you, man. You are amazing. In your 20s, you did that.
Yeah.
In your 20s, you did that.
Yeah.
And we're just, and there's plenty of, maybe you're in the future, David DeLeiden. You know, you search our channel, our program, look for David DeLeiden. Maybe you're,
he's a hero.
We need an army of David DeLeidens who go out there and begin to reveal the truth that's going on. So what else they say?
They said, thanks to Republican Governor Matt Bevin, the EMW Women's Clinic in Louisville would be forced to close its doors by the end of January. Last year, the state shut down another EMW abortion clinic in Lexington after discovering that the clinic was masquerading as a doctor's office and was performing abortions without a license. According to Bevin's administration, the Louisville clinic is not adequately prepared to help patients in the case of emergency complications. In March, Bevin attempted to shut down the clinic by revoking its license, but the clinic filed a federal lawsuit to prevent the state from removing it. A new Planned Parenthood facility in Louisville, which has been denied licensing, has joined EMW in the lawsuit. We've been doing this for 30 years, having abortions. So to all of a sudden say it's not safe to have abortions anymore is crazy, according to Donald Cox, a lawyer representing EMW. Mm. A federal judge is expected to make a decision in the case by the end of the month. Pray for the judge.
Yes, that's very important, pray for our judges.
Yeah. According to the Telegraph, Doug Hogan, a spokesman for the Kentucky Cabinet for Health and Family Services, told CNN the regulations are about women's health and safety. The Bevin administration is working diligently to protect the health and welfare and lives of women in Kentucky. Hogan said in a written statement that the statutory requirement for transfer agreements, which was enacted in 1998 and not questioned for 19 years, is necessary to ensure women have access to life-saving procedures in the event of an emergency. The governor believes it is about protecting the sanctity of life. It is a state where the vast majorities of Kentuckians value the sanctity of human life and want to protect it to the absolute degree possible, Bevin said. Kentucky,
Mississippi,
North Dakota, South Dakota, Wyoming, and West
Virginia.
Missouri.
And West Virginia.
And West Virginia are the only states that have one single abortion clinic.
Man.
So we say, Lord,
right now,
we just
pray right now,
yes.
Father God, that there's so many clinics out there that can help women that don't have to take their children to help them.
Mm.
Lord, that you would close down every
yes.
clinic that would try to take the lives of children. The end of
yes.
sacrifices to Moloch would end in this nation, God. and the repentance for the innocent bloodshed, Father God. And we pray for just many, many clinics to open up that don't abort children, but help children and help their mothers and yes. meet the needs, Father God. We just thank you for Bevins and how he's leading his state, Father God. We pray that they would be a leader state, a hub state.
Yes.
And other states would begin to follow, Father God. We pray for all 50 states, God, to wake up to this, Lord, in Jesus'
yes.
name.
You know, yeah. I think about Perry Stone's word about revival coming yeah. to the Midwest and some of these rural areas. Mm-hmm. As we were talking earlier, you know, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Dakota, these states are right in that wheelhouse.
Oh, yes, they are.
But listen, once that blood curse is gone and removed, right. it's an open heaven, you know.
Well, some reports I heard somebody say 1 billion babies have been at one time. But
yes, I heard that.
I heard that, but I know that 70 million at least.
Plus,
since Roe versus Wade had passed. And it's like,
which is a generation. I mean,
that's a lot of innocent blood. Remember, God's word says Abel's blood, the very first child, the very first parents, Adam and Eve, his blood still cries out to this day. Mm. And some of the reports are allegedly, then we saw this on the program that you were leading, that particular program, where one of the ladies used to work for Planned Parenthood.
Yes.
They would literally mine for baby body parts. Do you need a heart? Do you need a liver? Do you need this? And then she reports that they would actually give that particular body part a Federal Express traveling number, postal number. So when they pick it up, they know that this actually goes to this university, that body part, which means while you're sleeping at night, not only is the innocent blood at your feet, but the innocent blood is over our heavens. It's actually over
wow.
us in the aircraft that's going on. And if you look at the flight pattern, you might be seeing it right now, the flight pattern of Federal Express, it's all over our country. Now imagine all those lines that you're seeing, that actually they're carrying blood from these babies,
wow.
70 million babies delivering these body parts. You can't cut up. And by the way, if it wasn't nothing, and this is what David Dalyden said, and he says, if there really wasn't a baby there, then there's nothing to sell.
Right, why do you want those parts?
Why would you want the parts?
Correct.
It's because somebody says, well, there's no such thing as a car. It's like, well, if you got parts, you got cars. You know, and the thing is that they're selling the parts because the truth is it's a baby. And let me tell you something, just like we look at slavery today and think, that's crazy, why would anybody do that? Well, there was a day people thought that was okay. It wasn't okay, it was evil and it was wrong. But there's a day right now, technology is gonna come and prove the life of the child in such a way, and if you don't get on the right side of history, they're gonna look at you and go, I can't believe you were killing your children back there in those days. Mm. I can't believe that you were killing your children. The way they say, I can't believe that you actually had slaves. They're gonna say the same thing about this, because technology is proving literally life in its existence all the way down to our mitochondria of our cells. And so it's going to reveal that. And you want to say, you know, I don't want to believe the lies of the enemy. I want to focus on what God says. And God is for life.
Yes.
He's the one that knits us together in our mother's womb. So when we begin to cut up what he knit together, we're coming against God, right?
Yeah, absolutely. We want to encourage you to pray for
yes.
these states, pray
yes.
for these federal judges. The Bible says that God holds the heart of the king in his hand, and he's the one that directs it like a water course, whichever yeah. way he desires. These judges are going to have to account before the Lord, and may they make the right decision before God in all eternity.
Yeah, I want to pray with you right now and understand that our president has appointed, President Donald Trump has appointed more judges than anybody else in this time
yes.
frame, but they're still holding them back. We need judges across the land replaced with people who love you, love the country, love the Constitution, and honors the First Amendment. Father God, we love you. We thank you, Father God, for what you're doing. Thank you for Bevin and what he's doing in his state. We thank you for the abortion clinics closing down, Father God, and life coming. We, you know, for life again in America, like Vice President Pence said, Father God. And we just ask you right now, Lord God, that you would protect our viewers, Lord, from any kind of attack on this land.
Yes,
protect
Lord.
America from any attack, Lord God. We pray, Lord, all these things that are being strategized over North Korea with Russia and China and all, that you would just bring them to naught, Father God.
Yes.
And that you would protect our borders and protect our people, God. And we ask you, end abortion, send revival, send a third great awakening, we pray in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
I'm your host, Greg Lancaster, and we're so glad that you've joined us. Don't forget you can join us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Download our app and sign up for our newsletter, The Torch, at VFNTV.com. I've enjoyed our time together. God bless.
Chris, isn't abiding, spending time with the Lord, just an awesome thing?
Oh, it definitely is. And, that, you know, abiding is something that's just totally changed my life. Mm-hmm. You know, there was a point in time that I didn't even think that I could hear from God. I didn't know that I could spend time with God and hear from him. And it's just amazing. And I can't tell you how many times that through abiding that God spoke to me something that morning that I needed that day. There was something that came up that God spoke to me and to be able to encourage somebody else, or it was to help me through a particular situation that I was, you know, that God knew that I was going to run into that day.
It's like a chain link event where God gives you a rhema word for that, a living, active, breathing word that it blesses you.
Exactly.
But it blesses another person. Yes. Another person. It's living and
active. Oh, yeah. Yes. And it's just, you know, it just continues. It just keeps going and going, you know.
It's exciting, isn't it?
It's very exciting.
We can do this for the rest of our lives.
Yes, the rest of our lives. And it's just, you know, to be able to commune with the creator of the universe.
Awesome.
You know, and he speaks to you, and he speaks to you clearly.
Right.
And he speaks to you the way that you hear.
Right.
You know, because, you know, we don't all hear the same way, but God knows, you know, how to speak to us. And,
right.
And it's just awesome. It's just, it's powerful. You know, it's life changing.
Yeah. When you abide with the Lord, like he talks about in John 15, you know, apart from abiding in him, we can accomplish nothing. When we do that at the beginning of our day, the day is nothing but amen instead of oh no.
Mm-hmm.
Because God's already spoken to us about our day. Maybe you're thinking, yeah, I want that life. I want to be able to abide with God. Listen, we have a simple plan available for you right now. It's free. All you have to do is go to iabide.org. That's iabide.org and request your free plan today. Listen, you're called. And by the way, you can't do anything outside of abiding with the Lord. That's iabide.org.